Welcome back to Real Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Kiara, and it's been a little bit. It's been actually exactly a month since I dropped my last episode, and I didn't really realize it because I feel like the last couple of weeks have gone by extremely fast. But I feel like since the last episode that I dropped was a heavy one. There was a lot to it. There was a lot of, you know, spiritual and just in general. There was a lot. If you watched the last episode, if you didn't watch the last episode, go watch that, because definitely emotional, and shared a lot on there, and it just got a little vulnerable. I got very vulnerable. But the Lord has been doing amazing things the last couple of weeks, and it's not that anything necessarily was wrong. It's just, this is the process of the walk, and it's not easy. It's literally not easy. That's why I, you know, do this. And it's a process. And it's like I've said before, you know, progress over perfection. It's how we go through it and going through it than just like trying to complete something and complete a task. And I was hesitant on posting an episode. And I'm going to be completely honest, I was very hesitant of posting an episode after the last one. I was a little discouraged in the sense of like, geez, did I like overshare and things like that? But, you know, God does what he has to do, and just hearing feedback from people as well, it was really reassuring. But as I was, you know, asking the Lord, God, I don't know what you want me to speak about, and in the next episode, you know, the last one left kind of a mark on me. I don't know what you want me to speak about. So in the last couple of weeks, I've been just a lot has happened. The Lord has really been doing amazing things and just confirming so many things for me. But just aligning my steps, and he's been faithful. I will say he's been so good, so good. And it's just having full circle moments, and the Lord is just, I can't think of what else. God is so good, so good. But yeah, God is so good. Anyways, so with this episode, I was asking God, I was like, God, I don't know what you want me to speak about. I don't know, you know, what do I do? And the last couple of weeks, he's just been really speaking to me about listening. And it's funny because, again, full circle moment, it's been about a year since I dropped, yeah, this was one of my first episodes. I think it was maybe my third episode since the pod even started. But I dropped Silence in the Chaos, I believe, or Silence in Chaos. And I was talking about, you know, listening, and how listening to the Lord is really, you know, sitting and listening to the whispers. And I'm gonna kind of like be talking a little bit about the same thing, but from a different perspective, especially since it's been a year. You know, a lot has changed, there's been a lot of growth, and sometimes God brings you back to these full circle moments. And now that I'm talking about it, it's making me realize like this is even a full circle with the podcast, but also in other areas of my life. And just to really take the time to listen to God and what he wants you to do and what he's asking of you. And I wanted to, this episode, I wanted to write a few things down because I didn't want to forget, and I want to get back to writing a lot more. But this isn't a sermon, so like I don't want it to turn into that, but I definitely want to deliver a word. So I wanted to write down, and in this episode I named it Just Listen. And I really wanted to talk about how sometimes it's really hard hearing God. It's extremely hard. And how do you navigate, you know, through that? How do you navigate when you feel like, God, I'm literally doing everything possible. I'm doing everything I can to be able to listen to you. And I feel like you're so far from me. I feel like, you know, God, it's just, it's difficult. It's hard. I don't know what to do. I don't know what steps to take. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to move when I feel like I'm not even getting any direction from you. And sometimes we think that he's far away. We think that, you know, God, have you left me? In the last couple of weeks, I've just been really asking God, like, God, you know, I know you haven't left me, but why is it like a little hard to listen? And God reminded me of when he had spoke to me back in December. I was with a couple of friends going through a situation, and there I was sitting in the car, like always, you know, when you have those, you know, late night conversations, and it's always in a car in a parking lot, and you know, you with your coffee, and it's like 10 o'clock at night. But I was sitting in the car, I was with a couple of friends, people I love so dearly, that have really like strengthened my walk as well. And I remember at that time the Lord was speaking to me about Queen Esther and the book of Esther, and I, you know, was really led to read the book, go on the fast. And at that time we were sitting in the car and a friend asked me, you know, let's take a moment to sit in silence and listen. And I'm sitting there like, okay, this is gonna be awkward. So we sat in the car, we literally sat in silence for, I would say, like, it felt like forever, but it was probably like a minute or two. We're sitting in the car and we just started listening, and at first all I could hear was my voice. I could hear my voice in my head extremely loud. I had never really noticed how much I actually was hearing myself. And as time started going by very slowly my voice started fading out, and that's when I heard the Lord, and he had said to me at that time, he said a word that he was giving me for months and I kept ignoring and brushing off, but he had said to me, I've called you for a time like this. And that phrase comes from the book of Esther. So that's what ultimately led me to read the book of Esther fully and really dig deep in it, and just some crazy stuff. But the whole point of that was for me to really understand what listening to the Lord looks like. And this friend was telling me how, you know, they went out in nature and how God really was pinpointing that when you go out into, you know, the woods, and when you go out to just like forest area, it actually gets very loud. Although there's not cars and there's not the city traffic and there's not like people talking, the silence of nature actually is so loud. And as he, you know, this person was sharing this with me, it was just kind of, everything was just starting to shift in my mind, and I was like, wow, you know, God is always speaking. He's always speaking. So I want to talk about that a little bit today. And there's this book that I'm reading, and it's called Created to Hear God. This book is amazing. I literally recommend it to anybody. It is a little bit more mature book, but it's well enough to understand. So it's a really good book. I do suggest it for anybody, honestly. But this book is talking about the four prophetic personalities, on how to hear the Lord, how you hear the Lord. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about it, but I'm not going to get too deep into it, because it's extremely, I'm still in the middle of the book, because I'm taking note by each page, because it's so good. But it's basically kind of a book to also help like discover how you hear God, and what ways we hear God in our everyday lives, but how he also speaks to us differently. And in the book, it just talks about, you know, different stories on how people, you know, hear him, whether it's by knowing, feeling, seeing, or hearing. And towards the end of the book, it kind of helps you like self-discover, you know, how do you hear God? Because we are all intended to hear God. We just hear and see and feel him differently. So as I was like reading this as well, you know, and when it was talking about the feelers of God, I could relate a little bit more in that area with feeling, you know, just feeling when God's speaking to me. And it's not necessarily, a lot of people tend to think that it's, you know, by emotional led, but there's like a misconception with it on how people view that. They think that feelers are really just being led by their emotion, when in reality you're feeling on behalf of God. Again, not gonna get too into it, but I did want to talk about, you know, tying also the last episode with this one a little bit. I was sharing about like feelings and things that I was feeling and dealing with emotionally, and something that this book highlighted for me and I wanted to read was, it was a quote. It said, "Feelings are like waves. You can't keep them from coming, but you can choose which one to surf." And a lot of the times, it's not even just our feelings, you know, that we're fixated on. We're also fixated on like just our everyday lives, and in our routine and in our habits, like, how do we hear the Lord? How are we taking the time to actually sit and listen to God? And because we get so busy and fixated on everything around us, we forget that God is always speaking to us. It's whether we're taking the time to sit, it's whether we're taking the time to actually hear him. And really like honing in everything and being like, okay, there's so much going on, and I'm asking the Lord to direct me and lead me, but I just don't know where to go because everything is so loud around me. And God interrupts you through your everyday tasks. Something that I've noticed is sometimes God speaks to me without me even asking. Or even if, like, I've had prayers where I've made maybe a couple weeks prior, and then God answers that prayer in a month. And it's not necessarily to say that there's like a specific timeline for God. We have to kind of get out of that mentality of like, oh, if I ask God or if I pray to God about something, he needs to answer in this X amount of time. And that's not how God works. God works in mysterious ways, and he answers things when we least expect them, to be honest. I feel like most of the time when God is speaking to me the most, it's when I'm least expecting it. And he's speaking everywhere, because God is present in everything we do. It's funny because we had our small groups this week, and we were kind of talking about how, you know, God should be in everything that we do. God is in our workplace. God is in, you know, our schools. God is in our relationships. He should be in everything that we do. It's not, we're not separating ministry. Ministry is what God has called us to do. And sometimes we kind of tie down ministry to being in a congregation and being in a church and serving in a church. But ministry is anywhere. And we were just sharing how, like, our lives should be reflections of Jesus everywhere we go. It's not just oh, let me show up to church on Sunday and act like the perfect Christian and put this mask on and be like, you know, all happy and dandy. And then when I leave those four walls, now I'm acting like a completely different person. Now I'm acting like a person who does not reflect Jesus. I'm acting, I'm always angry. I'm always, you know, I have an attitude, or I'm in my job and people are like, oh, they're Christian. I didn't even know that. We want to be reflections of Jesus everywhere we go. And not to get off track, I'm sorry, I'm just like going on a little rampage. But listening to the voice of God is so, so, so crucial, because he directs us in everything that we do, whether it's our relationships, whether it's our friendships, whether, you know, it's taking the job or not. And if we are so quick to move and slow to listen, we're going to have a very tough time in our relationship with God. And we're going to have a tough time growing in our relationship with him. So sometimes we kind of have to, you know, pump the brakes for a sec and say, I need to be quicker listening and slowing down the movements, slowing down, you know, the emotions of things. And it's funny because I've been listening to this song on repeat every single day. Obsessed with this song lately. It's called Slow Down. Such a good song. So good. And it talks about, you know, literally slowing down and taking that time to really invest with the Lord and just like, God, I don't want to be quick to move. And that's been my prayer, is just, God, I don't want to be quick. I don't want to be, you know, making decisions just because, oh, I got an opportunity in something, because some opportunities are not for us. And we think that just because a door opens doesn't necessarily mean that it's from God. Doors can open in front of us. Who's opening the door? Who's behind the door opening it? Right? That's why it's so important to understand and to actually take the time to go into prayer with things and really listen and sit in the presence of God to see if he's giving us the direction or not. And God will always give us an answer. Sometimes it's not the way we want it to be, but he is going to give you an answer. He's either going to say, no, this is not for you, or yes, you can move. And how do we respond to those? How do we respond to those answers from God? And tying in with that, it's also, you know, embracing the unexpected things that God has to say. There's some things that in this journey that I've come across with myself and just learning in the last year, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not even realize that about myself. Why? Because I was so blinded with me and my busy life and my work life and this, that, and the other, that I forgot that this relationship is not just about works. The word literally says that. It's not just about the works. It's also, you know, how we live. And not getting so fixated on a task, not getting so fixated on, you know, completing something and feeling good about it, because I think that that comes from just like a prideful place of, you know, I need to get something done so that I feel good and so that God blesses me. And that's not how this relationship works. We don't do something in order to receive from God. What happens when, you know, we pray and we ask God for something and he's not responding? Or what happens when, you know, I do something in ministry and I don't get an applause for it? Like, how do I respond to those things? How am I genuinely treating those things? Am I treating it from a prideful place? Am I looking at it from a prideful place? And like I was saying, you know, the prophetic personality, something that, you know, like I was saying, you know, what I've been reading is is the different forms that you can hear the Lord. And like I said, it was hearing, feeling, seeing, and knowing. Again, not going to get too into those because it's so much. But as I'm reading, you know, it's kind of helping me uncover even other people, even some of my friends. I'm like, oh yeah, this seems a lot like them. Like, it's helping me understand how we all hear God differently. And it's such a beautiful thing because you also see part of God's character within it. You see God's character literally in you. And this past week I was also reading Genesis, and I'm reading this book with a friend, and as we're reading, we're literally starting from the beginning again, and how the breath of God, you know, and when he formed man and he breathed his life into man, and just seeing how God literally created us in his image. And as he was creating us in his image, he wasn't just putting some of his characteristics in us. He was also putting some of his personality in us. And going back to the way that we hear him, he specifically gave us a form of hearing him. And that's why some of us feel differently. We hear differently. We see differently. And it's beautiful because we're so not just unique on the outside, but we're also so unique within our, like, our spirits are so unique and they're designed in the image and likeness of God. And as I was reading, you know, this and just really coming to, all right, God, what do you want me to talk about? Because there's so much, like, I can go on and on and on about this. But God really reminded me, you know, who are you listening to? Whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice are you really being led by? And there's either three voices you're always going to hear. Always. You're either going to hear God's voice, the enemy's voice, and your voice. And when God is speaking, God's always going to be speaking truth, biblical truth. You're always gonna, when God is speaking something, the word is always going to back up what God speaks, what God says. And something that I've learned is that there's hidden mysteries of the word and hidden mysteries of God. And sometimes those hidden mysteries are not physically written in the Bible. But when God is revealing things to you, when God is giving you revelation, although there's hidden mysteries, 100%, there's things that are not, that were not recorded in the Bible. But I strongly believe that everything that was recorded also backs up the things of the mystery, of the mysteries of God. And when he's speaking to you, the word is always going to be in alignment of what he's saying to you. He's not going to tell you one thing and then contradict his own words. God will never do that. So God knows how to back himself up, basically, is what I'm saying. The enemy's voice is going to always contradict the word of God. He's always going to try and filter a voice that does not, words that are not from God. So something that I learned at the beginning of the year, actually, I was having a conversation with my dad, actually, and he was saying how the enemy cannot attack the children of God. Like, when you have given your life to Christ, when you have surrendered your life to Christ, you are covered by the blood of Jesus, you are made new, you are renewed in Christ, and the enemy can't physically attack, but there is spiritual warfare. And spiritual warfare is more of, you know, just for example, like anxiety and depression and things like that. Those are spiritual things that we deal with. And he was saying how perfect example is that the enemy is always going to try to attack from the inside out. it's like a computer virus. A computer virus, it starts from the inside, and as it continues to grow, it now starts to show on the outside of the computer, and now the computer is no longer functioning. So the enemy works in that way. He starts throwing these little darts at your head. He's like, if I can get inside of his or her head, if I can get inside, I can start doing self-destruction. Perfect example. I can start, you know, with this part of her life or his life. I can start pinpointing this, you know, you're not good enough. You'll never be enough to your family. You're worthless. You're not capable. And he'll continue filtering all these things into our head, and it starts in our mind. It literally starts in our mind. And if we allow the things of our mind to control the rest of us, now our body starts to move according to what our mind is telling us. And that right there can strongly be the enemy starting to work from the inside out. That is why one, prayer is very important. That's why we pray over our minds. That's why we pray over our bodies. Lord, renew my mind every single day. Renew my mind, you know, strengthen my mind. You know, I've prayed some very tough prayers, even when it comes to dealing with depression, and the Lord has freed me from a lot of that, actually. And like I've shared here in the pod, there's been definitely deliverance in that area. The Lord is definitely healing so much. And there, you know, I have my episodes, and I'm gonna be real with y'all. I have my episodes where I'm like having a depressive wave. But I can say that the Lord has done so much in that area. Why? Because I've changed my mindset. I've started to shift, you know, my mind. When I'm starting to feel a certain way, I know what puts me in states like that. I've pinpointed. It's so important to pinpoint what causes you to separate yourself from the Lord, because God is always with us. We understand that. We know that he's always with us. What are we doing that separates ourselves? Or what are we doing that is causing us to not fully hear him? Or even block out what God is saying. So it's not necessarily, you know, sometimes we want to say, oh, well, God, like, I'm not hearing you. God, have you left me? Sometimes it's us. Like, God, I am so sorry if I have not taken the time to really sit down with you and take a moment to hear you and hear your voice in everything that I do, and really take that direction. But like I was saying, you know, we either hear those three voices. So whose voice are you hearing the most? And the third voice was ours. Sometimes our voice is so loud. It is so loud. And it can come from also hearing the enemy too much. We're giving him a door that he has no power over. We're giving him power to something that he has no power over. Simple as that. If God has won it all, if Jesus overcame it all, if he died on that cross and overcame everything in our lives, why are we still giving the enemy room? I'm speaking to myself too. Why are we giving him that room? So in those moments where we start to feel, again, like I was saying, when God's speaking to us, it's always going to be backed up. But also when we're feeling a certain way, something that I learned in therapy, when I was in therapy, was when you're starting to feel or hear these thoughts in your head, or you're starting to believe these false narratives of yourself or even reality or your circumstances, one thing I learned was always go to the Word and find biblical truths. If I'm not feeling beautiful, let's just say I'm feeling, you know, insecure of the way I look or how I feel, you know, I go, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're created in my image. And going to the Word is always going to basically counteract with what the enemy tries to say. And again, even our own thoughts, we can do it to ourselves. Sometimes we have to take the responsibility and say, you know, this wasn't God, this wasn't the enemy, this was me. This was my issue. This is because of my own experiences or what I've gone through, what I've dealt with. And just, you know, sometimes we go through these things and we go through our lives and we go through our situations, and then we want to blame our situations and basically blame somebody for it rather than taking the responsibility and the initiative to be like, you know, God, my bad. Like, my bad, you know, this was out of my will, out of what I wanted, out of what I wanted to do, rather than your will and what you wanted. So it's really taking the time to be like, all right, God, who's speaking right now? And like I said, whose voice is loud? Really identifying whose voice has been the loudest in your life right now. Is it you? Is it God? Or is it the enemy? And when you start pinpointing who's been loud, you're going to start seeing, oh, okay, I'm giving too much room for my own thoughts. I'm giving room for the enemy to speak. I'm giving him too much power. So when you start pinpointing, now you're like, okay, I need to now limit this, or I need to silence my own thoughts, silence the thoughts of my mind. And that's something that I personally pray for, is God, silence my thoughts, silence my own voice. Because sometimes I could be quick to find a response or a solution, and God, I don't want it to be me. I want to be spirit led. I want you to lead me in everything that I do. God, I want you to give me, you know, the direction and the confirmation and for me to move. And sometimes hearing God's voice is not always going to be coming from somebody else. When you hear God's voice, some people, hold up, Jesus, okay, help me, Lord, to deliver this. Some people are quick to want someone to speak to them on behalf of God because they can't hear God themselves. Some people, I'll give you an example. Let me break this down. Some people want to go to an event or go to church on Sunday just to hear the pastor say something that's relatable, or just to get a word, just to feel some type of, oh, okay, like, this is what I need to do. And yet they're not taking the time, that they're not taking that intimate time with the Lord to actually be like, God, what are you saying? God, how are you speaking to me? God, how do I move without the voices, without the people, without the titles? And do not get me wrong, it is very important that you do have leaders that you can trust, leaders that are going to give you wise counsel. Wise, because not everybody who has a title is wise. Not everybody who has a label or who has a platform is wise. Let's be very clear with that. And it doesn't necessarily have to come from, something I learned was, somebody who's wise is not a person who is 50, 60 years old. A person who is wise, or a man or woman of God who is wise, is a person who is led by the Spirit of God, a person who is led by the word and voice of God. And sometimes people put that like cap of, oh, well, they're not as wise because they're 20, 30 years old. They haven't had much life to live. But I know some immature 50, 60, 70 year olds. I know some very immature elders. And they're older. They're not wiser, though. And then I know some very young men and women of God who are extremely wise, who, like, I can't even tell you. People who are so young, men and women of God, who are so wise, who are so driven, who are so in tune with the word of God and the voice of God. So that's one thing, is do not put an age cap to that. That was just a parenthesis. I just had to go off of that. But you want to, we want to, you know, remember that the, when God is speaking to you, it's going to be individual. Now, God will use people. God sometimes needs to use people to actually, like, shake you up. And it's happened to me. And it recently just happened to me, where God used someone to speak to me. And it was just to seal what God was already saying to me. And that's one thing, is that sometimes, yeah, we need a little confirmation from the Lord. You know, God knows that, God hears that, God sees that, God knows your need and your desire. So God will confirm things, but you also have, we also have to step in faith, in knowing that, okay, when God is speaking to me, I need to be certain, I need to be sure, I need to take this into prayer, and really trusting yourself. Like, I will say this, I will say this, as I'm growing, because we're all growing, I'm still learning, I'm still discovering how I hear the Lord, I'm still discovering myself, what works, what doesn't, etc. I am really learning that I need to trust myself. And when I trust myself, it's not just trusting me and me alone. I need to trust God so that I could trust myself. Once I trust God and I make that connection with Him, now I trust, okay, God, I trust you. God, I trust every step that you're taking me on. So I'm going to trust myself in this and be certain in what I do. Now, there will be times where, God, I got to pray about this a little harder. God, I need to take this into, you know, my journals, and I need to really bring this at your feet. And that's what God wants from you. God wants that, you know, be confident. Be confident when God is speaking to you. And don't let, you know, always the outside voices, like, disrupt that. So, I want to read 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says, "For we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever." Going back to the beginning, "For we fix our attention not on the things that are seen." It's not always about the things that are in front of us. Don't we need to stop fixating ourselves on the things that we see. God, well, my situation, my circumstance is like this. I don't know what to do. God, how do I move? I don't know what to do. God, what do I do? Because this is what I see in front of me. This is what's currently in front of me. But what if we just shifted our perspective and just focus on the things that are unseen? All right, what is God doing behind closed doors? What is God doing in while I'm in the waiting? What is God doing and shifting in places that I don't even know He's shifting in? You know, God is making moves. God is always making moves. I will say that God is always making moves. There are things that I've seen God do in the last couple of months in my life that I'm like, wow, God, that's why you had to do that this way. Wow, God, that's why you had to do things on the outside before you started doing them for me. Like, everything starts adding up. And you don't realize that God is, you know, moving around these pieces because he's working in our favor. He's doing things all for our good. Everything that he does, even when it doesn't look like that, all things work together for our good. That's what the word says. So even when it doesn't feel good, he's working it for our good. He knows what we need. I came across a post, and this post really like hit me in the chest because it was very relatable. But the girl was saying how, you know, God loved me enough to change the circumstance in my life. God knew, God had so much more for me. He knew what I deserved. And that is not what I deserved. And I really related with that because there were things in my life and just relationships and people that were not helping me grow. I'm just going to be black and white with this. They were not serving me. And God really said, I love you enough. This hurts right now. I love you enough, though. I need people who are going to push you into your potential. I need people who are going to serve you. I need people who are going to love you. I need people who are going to feed you spiritually and not take from you. He said, because I'm not going to take from you. And when I do take from you, it's things that are not benefiting you. But I'm not going to take you with what I'm always going to give you what you need, even when you think you don't need it. Like, that's how much God loves us. Again, rampage. But going back to the word, it says, for we fix our attention not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time. Remember that your circumstance, your situation only lasts for a certain time. Everything is seasonal. Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, for everything has a season. Everything has a season. So what you're going through, what the situation that you're dealing with, the season where you feel like you're not hearing God, it's only for a season. It's only temporary. Sometimes you're in those seasons because God needs to pinpoint something in your life. He needs to highlight something in your life. Take a moment to listen. Take a moment to listen. Take a moment. Let me pump my brakes. Let me see. All right, God. Tomorrow will be there. Tomorrow will be there. I'm good. Let me take a break. And even if tomorrow's not there, it's okay, because the Lord knows all things. But take that time to really, God, I want to hear you in what I do. Give me that direction. Lead me. Teach me. Show me. And when you make the prayer, teach me, show me, be prepared for things that are going to come unexpected. There are things that are going to rise from the depths of us. When I was in therapy, something that I learned was there's things that from my childhood that I was bringing back up to the surface. So be prepared for things that when you ask God, God, reveal these things to me. God, teach me, show me more about myself. You know, build my character, strengthen me. He's going to start stripping from the inside out. He's going to say, okay, you want me to break you? You really want me to break you? I'm going to start going deep within you and start bringing things to the surface. And when I bring those things to the surface, they're not always going to be pretty. So, again, parentheses, when you ask the Lord for those things, be ready for those the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. And this comes with hearing. This comes with seeing, Lord, really teach me more of myself. Show me more of myself. Expose the ugly to myself. Because if I'm created in his image, if I'm to be more like Christ, I need to die to my flesh. I need to die to the things that I think are right. I need to die to my own beliefs. I need to die to what I want and what I wanted in my will, so that God can live through me, so that Christ can live through me. I feel like sometimes we kind of ask, like, we make that question of, like, okay, well, I want to listen to God and I want to hear God, but how do I do that? Matthew 7:7 says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. I love this verse. It's a very well-known verse, but I love this verse because it's so, like, to the point. Ask and you'll receive. You'll either receive an answer or no answer. And sometimes a no answer, like I said, sometimes a no answer is God's protection. Let it be that. God knows what he's doing. Trust that. Okay, God didn't. That didn't work out. You lead me to what does work out. Seek and you will find. When you seek the things of the Lord, when you seek the kingdom of God, that's another word. That's another word. Another episode. Seek and you will find. Seeking the kingdom of God, and all else will be added. Seeking God doesn't always look pretty. When you have to seek for something, when you're looking for something, when you're in your room and you're looking for a specific item, sometimes, or my girls can relate to this actually, when you're looking for that specific shirt or item of clothing and you cannot find it when you need it, y'all know what I'm talking about. That one time that you're looking for that shirt and you're like, I'm going to wear this on this day and I'm going to rush. I'm in a rush and I'm looking for this specific shirt and I cannot find that shirt. I know y'all feel what I feel. Sometimes that's how our relationship with God can be. We're like trying to look for something in the rush of it and trying to get a word, trying to get, you know, God to say something and God to speak. So we go to all these events and we go to all these things and we're like, God, but I want to hear you. I want to see you. I want to feel you. And God's like, you're in a rush. Maybe next time when you're not in a rush to get a quick answer, maybe that's when you're going to hear me. But seeking and you will find. Seeking patiently. Knock and the door will be open to you. What happens when we knock and the door is not opened? I've shared this before. We worship in the hallway. We worship the Lord. One of my biggest prayers this year, and something that I would repeat to God when I was just going through difficult times and in low points, I would tell God, you know, when I'm winning, I worship you. When I'm losing, I worship you. And that's really what true worship looks like. It's not getting on a stage and singing all these songs and, you know, serving in ministry and doing all these things. True worship is when I'm winning and when I'm losing. And it's really, God wants to see our heart, the posture of our heart when we're losing. Do you really love me? Do you really, you know, choose me? Do you really want to chase me only for the benefit, only to gain? Or are you really chasing me because you love me? So, to tie everything together, just, we don't do this. This walk is not to gain. And to be honest, when we do surrender our lives, we've gained everything. We have everything we need. God, take everything away from me. take everything away from me, take everything I have. And if it's just you, that's all I need. If it's just God, that's all you need. Why? Because with God, we can do it all. In Christ, we can do it all. It's possible. We're possible. We are so capable of so many things. We are capable of hearing God. We are capable of things that we think are impossible to the human eye. So knowing, and I think it's just that like reassurance of like God is with me in everything that I do. So because he is with me in everything that I do, he's always speaking to me in everything that I do. So like I said, you know, this title, I wanted to title this Just Listen, because we're so quick to move. And I had a friend, you know, give a perfect example. They were like, it's like the angel and the devil in like shows, TV shows, like sitting on your shoulders. And I was like, you know, that it's so true. Because sometimes in like shows, you'll see that the devil like gets upset at the angel and then kicks off the angel, and it's just the devil talking. And that's how God and the enemy are we giving that power to? Who's speaking in our ears? Sometimes it's even the people, going back to what I was saying, sometimes it's even the people around us. Who is speaking in our ear? Are we really being led by the Spirit, or are we being led by the motions? Are we being led by the people? Are we just being led because we want to feel something? Or are we being led because we know that there's an assignment and a call upon our lives? And sometimes that assignment doesn't look like, you know, what people want it to look like. So this was the episode of the week. Just take the time to listen. And it's been a journey. It is a journey. I know it is. It is difficult. It is not easy. It is hard. But it's worth it. It is so worth it, because the Lord is just, he's so good. He's so, so, so good. So I just wanted to pray this out. And I just pray that, you know, this word just resonates. So we could just bow our heads where we're at. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you're doing within this podcast. And Lord, I just pray that this episode just really resonates with the hearts that are listening. Lord, you are speaking in every moment. Your voice is a simple whisper. God, we understand that you don't need to be loud. You don't need to cause any chaos to speak to us, God, but that we take the time to actually listen, that we take the time to actually sit in your presence and be able to, you know, receive what you have for us, God. We thank you for the lives that are tuning in, Lord, that you continue to work in them, that you continue to prune them, Lord, that you start stripping from the inside out, that it is a daily death that we need to make to ourselves, God. We surrender ourselves. It is a walk that is not easy, but God, you see us in our suffering. You see us in the motions of life, and we know, and we are so certain, God, that you are sitting there with us through every season of our life, Lord, that you give us the direction, that we are quick to listen, that we are quick to listen rather than being quick to move, Lord. Pump our brakes if we're in a rush, if we're running to get to something or a destination, Lord, that you pump our brakes, that you remind us that it's you who directs us, it's you who leads us, it's you who guides us. And it's not us, it's not our will, it's always your will, Lord. So we thank you for what you're doing within this podcast. We thank you for what you're doing within the lives of each and every single person listening, Lord. And those who aren't listening, we just pray over their lives. We pray over our sisters and brothers, that you continue to be the center of their lives, that you continue to be their focus in their lives. So, Lord, we just thank you and we ask that you continue to do what you do best. Do what you do best, Lord. Lead us. In your name we pray. Amen. Come here. A little feature with my girl. She needs a bath. This is Avery. If none of you guys have met her, this is my girl Avery. But anyways, so I love you guys. Stay tuned with the next episode. I'm getting a little bit more connected. I was kind of like having a little social media overstimulation and just a lot. I run so many social media pages. Not the point. Anyway, so stay connected. I love y'all. I missed y'all. And it's so good to so good to be back and sharing all the amazing things that God is doing. But I love y'all. Have an amazing rest of your week. Have an amazing weekend. And I'm praying for every single one of you.